Parshas Behar, Vayedaber Hashem Moshe Behar Sinai Lemor, and it talks about Shemitah. Rashi opens up, Ma'in in Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai. The Chasam Sofer says, what's the Taich, Ma'in in Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai? Because by Shemitah, Moshe Rabbeinu says, in the Torah state, Avtocha, Va'osos es ha-shvu, et ha-tvua l'shloish ha-shonim. The Torah gives a Avtocha, that the Tvua is going to last. Zok tachasam soifer, that's a vada raya, the Torah mi Sinai, Torah min ha-shamayim. As the Torah can zogan ha-avtocha, nemen dach raya, zogan ha-avtocha, that va'osas es ha-tvua l'shlosh ha-shonim, that's the union of Shemitah etzel har-Sinai. We have, it says in Pirkei Avos, talk about har-Sinai, Moshe kibel Torah mi Sinai. Interesting. Moshe kibel Torah mi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe kibel Torah mi Sinai. Masor li-Yeshua. The Targum it says, Moshe kibel Torah mi Sinai, is Azoivi Sinai is given an onov. Also, Moshe Rabbeinu, the schus that he was the one that was the Mekabel HaTorah, was his anova. Ki Yedua, the Medrash says that Sinai was an onov. And we said once this, Shein Pshat from Rabbi Yaakov Emden. The Torah was given on Har Sinai, it was an onov, the other mountains were much bigger. Over the emesis, Yesh Lisho, maybe the Torah should have been given on a flat ground, or maybe even in an emek, in a valley. Anova. The Gemara says in Saita, a person's supposed to have a little bit of gaiva. Echad mishmoyne shebishminis, 164th. Zok Reb Yaakov Emden, Har Tovor, the big mountain that wanted the Torah, is 32,000 amas. Har Sinai is 500 amas. It's 164th. That their shear, that 164th guy, but this is talking the shear of Roy. That's Har Sinai, the Anova with the shear of Echad Mishmina Shebishminis, and that's the Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai from the Anova. Although it's interesting, I saw it as a Machloikas in Pshat. The Loshen is Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai Kibel, then it's Mesor Al Yeshua. So the Tosis Yontif says that Kibel is a weaker Loshen than Mesira. And Moshe was only Kibel because he didn't get the full 50 Madregas. V'tachsereyu me'atme elikim. So it was Kibel. Epeset gefelt. Misor al Yeshua. Everything that he got, he gave over to Yeshua. Interessant. Reb Chaim V'lozhin says, punk faket. That Kibel is the Shtark Losh. And Moshe was talking to the Madreg of Kibel. Afterwards, what went back, well, he was Aspaklari Amir. What was Mamshach afterwards to Yeshua was only a Darg of Misor. Mamshach Machloikis. Svaras Afuchas. Pirush Afuchas. Like the Tarsus Yontif Kibel, because that's the felt in the Tachsarim Atom Kim, and Mesor is a Shtar Kalosha. Vinit Vida Hemshach HaMishnah doesn't say Mesor at all, it says, V'yeshua L'Zkenim, Zkenim L'Nevim, there wasn't a Shinoi in the Darga of giving over. The Torah says, afterwards, yeah, the Torah says, in the next Mishnah, the Torah says, Sheish Shonim Tizra Sadecha, V'sheish Shonim Tizmar Karmecha, but the emesis it already said first about Shemitah. It says Veshov Sa'aretz. Machar the Seder is Fakert. First is the 6 years, and then there's the Shov Sa'aretz. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, based on the Medrash says, if a person's going to keep Shemitah, then he's taka muftach that the next 6 years is going to be Sheish Shonim Tizmar. If a person doesn't keep Shemitah, then at the end he keeps 4 Shemitahs because every other year the field is weaker, and it requires to extra avoida to prepare it. So Dafka, because Veshav Sa'aretz, because he's keeping the Shemitah, that's what's going to keep the land going for those first 6 years. The Meshech Chokmah says, the Shena Remez, the Sheish Shonim is Be'emes Keneged, also in Sheishes Meberashis, you had Sheishes Yomim. In the Sheishes Yomim, it says, Ki Toiv double by the third day and the sixth day. Parallel to that, Zok the Meshech Chokmah, he says, there's a Remez Noe, that in the third year and the sixth year is Meiser Oni. Right, in the first, second, fourth, and fifth year is Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni. Shana Shlishis and Shana Shishis is Maaser Oni. In the Sheishis Yimei Bereishis, that's parallel to that, over there it's Huchpal Kitoi. By Maaser Oni it's Huchpal Kitoi. State weiter, after Shemitah, it is Yoivul Vishaptim al Oretz Levetach. I saw a Shein Pshat from Rav David Feinstein Shlita. Levetach is 49. He says Levetach is your insurance policy. If you want to be Levetach, the next 49 years, we spoke before that the Shemitah is for the next 6 years. Aber Levetach, Shmiras Yoivel, Shemitah V Yoivelis, is the Levetach, is the insurance policy for another 49 years. Called man that they keep the Yoivelis, it's able to be Mamshech. And the Musaq of Yoivel state in Zoyar that Yitzias Mitzrayim was in the Yoivel of the Yoivelis. Every Yoivel is 50 years. In the Yoivel of the Yoivelis was Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's the Shpitz Ukrosim Dror. The Shpitz Ukrosim Dror was that Yetzias Mitzrayim was on the Shnas that was Yovel of the Yovels. Now the Mefarshim ask, we know that Yetzias Mitzrayim was not after 2,500 years from Briyas Olam. It was 2,448 years from Briyas Olam. What does it mean that it was the Yovel of the Yovels? It's more than a Yovel off. So there's a beautiful pshat from Rav Meir Shapiro in the Blin. We know that the Machlekes Tanoim, Gemara in Erechin, if Shnas Yovel Oilel Aminyan, the Tanakama holds Shnas Yovel is not Oilel Aminyan. Shnas Yovel is the 50th year. It's a Briyah Bifnei Atzma. It's Yovel. Then the next year, the year 51, starts a new cycle, and that means every 50 years there's a cycle of Yovel. Or Rav Yehuda argues. Rav Yehuda says Shnas Yovel Oilel Lakan Ulakan. Shnas Yovel is year number one of the next cycle. By definition, that means that every 49 years is Yovel. According to Rav Yehuda, it's talking Gevaldik, it's maybe off by a year or two, but now we're much closer, that after 50 Yovelis, 50 49 year Yovelis, was the Shnas of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And it's going a little bit the Shitas Rav Yehuda. He wants to be Masber a few other things with that also. The Pasuk says, by Moshe Rabbeinu, by the Sneh, Vayar Hashem ki sor lirois. And the Medrash says, Sor is 260. That Moshe Rabbeinu thought maybe the Yidden shouldn't be in Mitzrayim for 210 years like they were, but rather Kisor Lerois, that they should be there for 260 years. Where do you get the number 260? Because if they'll stay in Mitzrayim this extra 50 years, till 260 years, that's not going to be 50 Yoblis, Aliba the Tanakam. Another Sustel on this Indian is Moshe Rabbeinu was davening that he shouldn't be Nifter before the going into Eretz Yisrael. There's a Lashon of a Medrash that Moshe Rabbeinu asked to live for another 2 years. Ki Yadua, that Moshe Rabbeinu's 120 years is parallel to the Gan Tzibrias Olam, the world is 6,000 years. 6,000 years is Sakha Kol, 120 Yoblis. And Moshe Rabbeinu's 120 years is a parallel to the Ganze Welt, to the 6,000 years of Yoblis. Now 120 years is connected 120 50 year Yoblis. But if Yoblis are 49 year cycles, then in 6,000 years, there's 122 cycles. And that's the extra 2 years that Moshe Rabbeinu was asking to live. He wanted to go, I'll leave with the Shittas Rabbi Yehuda. Yitzias Mitzrayim was alpi the cheshmen of Shittas Rav Yehuda Taka. Aybazoi, and he made Yitzias Mitzrayim, he's tiny that Sukkumtem another 2 years. Now, an interesting oisfer to this, we said the Machlekes Tanakam and Rav Yehuda, the Tanakama holds that Yovel is every 50 years. But Rav Yehuda says, no, Yovel is also year number one of the next cycle. Aybazoi, Yovel is every 49 years, right? Year number 99 is already the next Yovel. And then year number 148, Keseder, every 49 years, because the Yovel is already the next year, is the first year of the next cycle. As opposed to the Tanakama, Yovel is every 50 years. The Mesech Chochma says, Amor Dike Chiddush, Pshatne Yerushalmi. The Pasuk says that an Eved goes out after 6 years, Sheish Shonim Yavoid, Uvashviyas Yetzi Lachavshi. There's a Havamin in the Yerushalmi that an Eved Ivri goes out by Shemitah. Sheish Shonim Yavoid doesn't mean he works for a full 6 years. He works till Shemitah. If you sold him a year before Shemitah, he goes out by Shemitah. The Yerushalmi's Maskanas know, like we know, we paskin, it's a full 6 years. Shemitah is irrelevant to an Eved Ivri's 6 year of working. Oh, but there was a Havin of Yerushalmi that an Eved Ivri goes out by Shemitah. Shei Shonim Biz, the 6 years he work, Uvashvis, he goes out free by Shemitah. Frexach Apella, the Yerushalmi asks itself, how could you tell me that an Eved Ivri goes out by Shemitah? If an Eved Ivri goes out by Shemitah, how do you ever have the din that an Eved Ivri goes out by Yovel? If an Eved Ivri works for a full 6 years, regardless of Shemitah Zainzach. But if Eved Ivri goes out by Shemitah, so by definition, he already went out by Shemitah, how do you have a din of Eved Ivri going out by Yovel, that the Yovel came in the middle of the 6 years? Zogt, the Yerushalmi, it's totally in the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, which the Meshechich explains. According to Rabbi Yehuda, also, Yovel is every 50 years. Yovel is every 50 years. Zaloka Shur, Yovel is every 50 years. Aba Nachals, Shnas Yovel Oilu Lakan Lakan. Yovel counts as year number one of the next 7 year cycle of Shemitah. And Lefizeh, Yovel and Shemitah have no shaykhs one to the other in the cycles. Every 7 year and every multiple of seven is going to be Shemitah. Every 50 years is Yovel. In the first cycle when it started, year number 50 was Taki Yovel and also year number one of the next cycle. But then we continue counting by sevens. In the next cycle, year 100 was Yovel, but year 100 was not the year following Shemitah. Shemitah was year number 98. Every 350 years, Yovel and Shemitah is the same year. Shemitah, Keseder gradually changes. Shemitah is every multiple of 7. Yovel is every multiple of 50. Shemitah could come before Yovel. Yovel could come before Shemitah. It's a whole new mahalach in Shitas Rav Yehuda. And like that Shitas Rav Yehuda, it's move on that there could be a havmini that on every day goes out by Yovel, even though he doesn't go out. Even if there's already a din, every day goes out by Shemitah. There's another nakudah that it says that every day goes out by Yovel. Diak. There's 3 psukim here of Yovel. But you know, there's a chakira. When Evidibri goes out by Yovel, famous chakira in the Achronim, really he was supposed to work for the whole 6 years. It grabbed came Yovel, and Yovel takes him out. Or by Nirtza. By Nirtza, there's a vart, even sharper. By Nirtza, there's a vart that the Emes and Nirtza works forever. Vavodi l'oilom. Now Yovel comes and he's mafkiyat. That's how Yishlim Ataka says Vavodi la'oilam. We magal, it means like Lama Shel Yovel, but the pshat is because the emes he works forever. It's a beautiful diik because the Yovel, the different psukim of Yovel, the Yovel of Nirtza is not in the psukim of Eved Ivri. The Yovel of Nirtza is in the psukim of Yovel. In the beginning of the parsha talks about Yovel. Later on it talks Taka Dinim of Eved Ivri. The Yovel of an Eved Ivri going out in 6 years is in the psukim that talk about Eved Ivri. The Yovel of Nirtza is in the psukim that talks about Yovel, because Hilchas Eved Ivri Taka says he works forever. Vavodi la'oilam. Hilchas Eved Ivri in Parshas Mishpatim says he works out forever. Hilchas Yovel says that Yovel's mafkiya. The pasuk says, "V'chisoymru manoichal b'shona hashviyis v'tzivisi es haberchasi v'osis es hatfuah l'shloish hashonim." In Sipur Nishtei, the Marid Kisoy, the Em is very similar to the Malvim, and Rabbi Eliyahu Lapian talks about it also. He's Marach. He brings this Sipurna. The pasuk says, if a person asks, what's he going to eat in the Shnas HaShviyas? So the Eved says, I'm going to give you a bracha for 3 years. Zok Tisiporna, that's not the highest madrega. The highest madrega in Betochin is that a person doesn't ask Bechlal. That's the Spitz madrega. And if he's going to ask, and not ask, I'm sorry, if he's not going to ask, and he's going to be on the Spitz Darga Betochin, then he's going to be Zoicha, that the bracha is going to be B'meyov, he's not going to be hungry. If there's going to be v'chisoymru manoichel b'shon hashviyas, you're going to be on a lower madrega. You're going to ask questions. You're not sure. You're worried. You have nervin vas v'tzayin. So the Eved says, fine. But you're still on the top. You're not working shmita, but you're asking. You're grumbling. I'll give you a bracha. V'os says a tefillah l'shlosh hashanah. There's going to be a big yavul. You'll have to gather it in. You'll have to do zriya v'ktzira. You'll take it in. But it's a whole seder, a whole arvit. The hechra madrega of betochin is that you don't ask bichlal. And if you don't ask bichlal, then it's going to be bracha mitzuya b'meyav. You're not even going to have to come on to v'os. The v'chisoyim l'manoichel with the teretz of itzivisias berchasi is already the lower madrega of betochen. Fashteitzach, the madregas of betochen goes kefi the darg of the betochen of the person. That's also bo b'midah the anhogav hakadosh baruch with the person. There's a medrash on the pasuk in Tehillim. They talk about it by sukkah. Hashem tzilcha al yad minecha. Hashem is like our shade. Tzilusa deimnusa. Chazal say on this pasuk, ma tzel hazeh kishatamar lo yetzba humar lo chetzba. A shade, you hold out one finger, the sun comes down the shade, the shadow of that thing, you see one finger. It doesn't lie, the shade. The tzel doesn't lie. What's the gives them, that's what the tzel gives. Kachu gam tzilusa demnusa, the midah's betochen that a person has in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kefi, the midah of the betochen that a person has, that's the midah of how the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be noigun. State vayte the pasuk v'ha'aretz lo yisim mocher latzmisus ki li kol ha'aretz ki geirim v'tayshov matan imod. It's a mayor of the pasuk. Rabbi Yerucham talks about it. Yovel, the karka goes back. A person can't sell karka forever. Maximum you sell it till Yovel. Zok Rabbi Yerucham, the pasuk says, it's bemes pashup shan, I don't know, pashup shan pasuk, but it's galeen to ver to the pasuk. Ha'aretz lo yisim mocher latzmisus. You can't sell land forever. Ki geirim v'tayshov matan imod. Sach hakol, you're not here forever. No one's here forever. 100 years. It's 120. Gerev etoshav amata mimadi. A person can't be moicher karkel tzmisus because he's not here for tzmisus. Ki gerev etoshav amata mimadi. There's a story I saw brought down. They say it's Masorah from Reb Chaim Volozhin. There was 2 bali dvarim. Zayi merkarka shali, v'zayi merkarka shali. And Reb Chaim Volozhin went down to the karka and put his ear on the karka and he says, "What is he doing?" He says, "Zayi merkarka shali, v'zayi merkarka shali. Aval karka oimer shneim shali." For a person to be mizbayim, avada gansi or avada zichron di yemei asfira, a person has to realize chaye sho l'umas chaye netzach. Legabi what? Legabi what a person puts his emphasis on. Be'emes, if a person would be mizboinen, how much emphasis he puts on things that are negeya. I'm not talking mamash in the next 5 minutes, but things that are negeya in the tzvach ha-benoni of the next few years, what a person's mashkiya, what he's going to be, the amount of emphasis proportionally that he's putting on to the chayi shah, as opposed to what he shouldn't be putting emphasis on, chayi netzach, if a person would be'emes be mizboinen in it, af in emes, it would be v'kechucha v'tlula. To be mizboinen and realize, ki lo yisi mocher latzmises, ki geir v'tayshav v'mata mimadi. Person's only here for a shtick tzeit. He's visiting. If a person be'emes would be mizboinen on it, it would change a little bit, or maybe a lot, the proportion of what he puts emphasis on for things that are only negeya for the next 20, 50, 70 years. And what's negeya? For netzach. But a person has to be honest with himself. And I saw a chassidus shavar, it says, v'leisoinu ishes amisoi. You're not supposed to, like, you know, it's dvorim. The pasuk says, altoinu ishes ochim, and then it says, altoinu ishes amisoi. Twice. What's the tzvei dinim? I saw a chassidus shavar, amisoi is with an ayin. But he wanted to say, no, it's amisoi with an aleph. Loitoinu ishes amisoi. A person should not be ma'ane his midas emes. A person has to know, when he wants to go something with the emes, don't narzich up. Altoinu ishes amisoi. Don't be ma'ane your emes. State, bereshis bara elikim is soif tevis emes. What's that soif tevis emes? It's soif tevis emes. It's not a kunz rosh tevis emes. Rosh tevis, everyone starts off with emes. Problem is if it's mamshich, and if you can't stick to it, then you go. Loitoinu ishes amisoi. Person, the emes, would be nusboinen, and put things in proportion, and realize he's here for a short time, and what he really has to do is prepare tzedel aderech v'amei v'nyoven. A bissel dinyonim von Lag Boimer state that Lag Boimer was yoim simchas harashbi. There's them as two girsas. Is it yoim shemeis Rab Shimon Ben Yochai, or there's an extra ches? Yoim Simchas, not Yoim Shemeis Rashbi, Yoim Simchas Rashbi. It could be a Tainu Hach. Interessant, when Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter, he was Boiche. He didn't want to, and he was Boiche. So therefore, Zayin Adar is a Tzoyim. Or but the Yoim Petiras Rab Shimon Ben Yochai was a Yoim Simcha, because he was Taka the Simcha. It says that that's when he wrote the Zoyar, as I state in Idrazuta, he gave it over to his Talmidim. So it's Taka Hainuach, it's Yom Simchas Rashbi, it's also Yom Shemes Rashbi. Now we know that in Sfiris HaOimer, Pasku Talmidei Rabbi Akiva Lomas, and the Prichadash asked, other Mefarshim ask, if it's Pasku Milomas, it's because they all died. So what's the Simcha? So the Mefarshim ask, one Mahalach is that the Simcha is on the five Talmidim that were left, and Lefizei Bazoi, it's Lav Dafka of Shem Ben Yochai, it's going on the Chamisha Talmidim, the Chamisha Talmidei Rabbi Akiva that he was Mamshach afterwards, and it's Lav Dafka Rav Shimon Yochai, it's also Rav Meir, Rav Nechemia, the other Talmidim, Rav Elazar ben Shamua. The Maharil says differently, he says, Be'emes they died the entire days of Svira. But if you keep a Cheshem, they didn't nifter on Rosh Chodesh, and not on Shabbos, and not on Yom Tov, it comes out, the amount of days that was there is 33. And we keep a Cheshem of just straight 33 days. Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes that Lag Ba'omer is Hoid Shebehoid, which Be'emes is Din Shebedin. It's the most Nomuch, and Hagufa the Vibalt, it's Kulay Din, it's Nepach L'Rachamin. You have to understand that these in Yonim. It's brought down a minig, some people don't say Tachnan the whole week of Hoid. I mean, it's brought down a Shulchan Aruch, you don't say Tachnan on Lag Ba'omer. That's halach and shulchan aruch. However, there's a minig not to say tachna the whole week of hoyd, but I didn't understand. The emes is the week of hoyd starts with Pesach Sheni, and it says in the Medrash that the emes Pesach Sheni was right that it's supposed to be a full week of Yontif. The same way Pesach Rishon is full 7 days, Pesach Sheni is also supposed to be 7 days. And the taka the mechuvin is taka the week of hoyd is from Pesach Sheni. Maybe that's pshat in the minig, because I had a shayla if there's an inyan not to say tachna and hoyd. Why? Do we only not say Tachnon when, again, Hashtenis says I feel in the Inyonim, but why when Hoyd is the last name, right? Hoyd Shebehoyd, Netzach Shebehoyd, the whole Seder. What about when it was Hoyd Shebechesed, and when it was Hoyd Shebegvura, and when it was Hoyd Shebeteferes? So Hoyd Shebechesed and Hoyd Shebegvura is in the middle of Chodesh Nisan, there's no Tachnon. What is the chilek teferes of b'hoyd and hoyd of teferes? There's an yonim to be mechaven which day is mechuvin to which ones. There's an yonim in that bar kaponim. The meaning is not to say tachnun when hoyd is the tzveite chilek. But you have to be mevin in the yonim. The Chasam Sofer writes in Shuva that the mon started falling down in Lag Boimer. That's not like Rashi in Kedushin Daf Lamed Ches. But the Chasam Sofer knows that the mon started falling down in Lag Boimer, and vice versa, the mon is an oichel that was making them for Kabbalah Satoira. The Shef Shmeitzen Hagdoma also explains Variches how the mon was a Michael Ruchni that was a hachachana for Kabbalah Satoira. And it's not Bechinam that the mon started falling down Lag Boimer, because Lag Boimer is a turning point in the Shlavim going from Pesach to Sukkot, which we know that we spoke the other week, that Pesach was Be'emes His Oiris Milamala, Kuli Milamala, and then a person has to work on himself, Kaseda, during the 49 days, Egen Avoida, Kenegad, the 48 days of Kinyoni Atoira, and maybe Erev Shavuos. I don't like Boimers in the Cheshbon of the 48 Kinyoni Atoira, it's not a day off. So maybe the Erev Shavuos is Chazor on all 48 Kinyonim. So there's a Seder Avoida slowly building up. But Vais the Chais Lag Boimer is a turning point. And that's why the month started falling. It's a turning point that it's going starker, the hachana of getting ready for Kabbalah Satoira. The Orach HaShulchan writes that Rav Shimon ben Yochai left the Ma'ara on Lag Boimer. I don't know any other Makar for that. The Orach HaShulchan says it. I don't know what is Makar. The Orach HaShulchan says it. Monos Chachamim. That the Yitzia from the Ma'ara, not from Meron, it was in Pekin, where the Ma'ara was, the Yitzia was on Lag Boimer. I'm not sure what's the meaning, you know, of the Yitzia from the Ma'ara, what has to do with Lag Boimer. As I said there, Avarad is Groysin Yonim in the Ma'ara, it's worth that in the Zohar. Moshe Rabbeinu ran away from Paroi and had to hide in the Midbar for many years. Similarly, Rav Shimon ben Yochai had to run away from the Malchus and hid in the Ma'ara. And there's Makairis that this Ma'ara has something to do with the Ma'ara that Moshe Rabbeinu was, the Re'isa B'nikra Satzor, and has to do with the Ma'ara of Eliyahu Anavi. There's an Yonim in this Ma'ara, and the Aruch HaShulchan says that the Yitzia Ma'ara has something to do with Lag Boimer also. In this Cheshbon, that Lag Boimer is the turning point, the Bnei Yisrael brings, Chasam Sofer also, that the sphere is broken up into three parts of 16. And it's 16 days connected to Gimel, Avoid the Torah and Gemilas Chasadim. But it goes with Lev Toiv. This first of 32 days. And after 32, there's another 16 days left. So it's Lev Toiv. And the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos Taka, the different shittas about which is the Mido Sheyavar by Adam. And the Mishnah says, Rabbi Elazar says, Ayin Toiv, Rabbi Yehuda says, Chaber Toiv, Shochin Toiv, Rabbi Shimon says, Reis Anoilad. Rabbi Elazar, I'm a Lev Toiv. Amalem Royan is Divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Aroch Midivreichem. He was also one of the five Talmidim. Shebechlal Dvar of Divreichem. The Lev Toiv. Lag Boimer is talking that day of Lev Toiv. He went through already Lamed Beis Yomim, and now we're going into Lev Toiv. In Lev is 32. There are 22 Oisiyos with the 10 Spheres is Lev. There are 32 Mesilos, and then we're ready to get ready for Toiv. Kilekach Toiv Nasati Lechem. First the Lamed Beis Mesilos, and then get ready for the Toiv. The 32nd word in the Torah is Toiv. Vayar Alekim Esa Oyer Ki Toiv. That's going on the Oyer of the Pnimis HaTorah. Another part also that Lag Boimer is the turning point when we're going into faster gear and getting ready for the Kabbalah HaTorah. Yaakov ran away from Lavan, and when he meets up with Lavan again, Yaakov Avinu says, Eid HaGal HaZeh. So Zok Tashem Yishmuel, the emissaries Bnei Yisrael also ran away, Maisa of a similar bottom, and the Mitzriim run after them. And there's a meeting point over here by that Gal Eid. Eid HaGal HaZeh, that's the Gal, that's Lag Boimer. That shows that when they left Mitzrayim, they Taka left, and Yaakov left, but then Lavan runs after them again. And they didn't leave Mitzrayim, Abba Pari runs after them again. But then, they really forge on, and it's in Gansen Menutik, that happens by Eid HaGal HaZeh. Lag Boimer is a chelik of the Talich of Yitzias Mitzrayim, which ends, we spoke, Shavuos time, not just on the end of Pesach. Lag Boimer is a turning point in that Seder Advarim. The Torah brings down that Lag Boimer is the same day always as Purim. We know the Torah brings down there's a cheshma that every day of Pesach corresponds to a different yontif with Atbash, that Aleph, the first day of Pesach, is the same always as Tisha B'Av, Beis is the same day of the second day of Pesach is always as Shavuos, V'chulei, and Vav, the sixth day of Pesach, is Keneged Purim, and Purim is also the same day always as Lag Ba'omer, and the Rem is Zokta Tor, and Semetov Chofres is Plag Chai. Plag is Purim, Pei of Purim, with Lag Ba'omer, Plag Chai. What's Plag Chai? Because Chai, Lag Ba'omer is on Yud Ches Ir, and I heard a Dover Nechmod, the Gemara says that Purim is Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, Tes Vav. And the Gemara has a Havamina. The aim is Shitzar, the Shivsar, maybe Purim should also be the 16th and the 17th. But the Gemara says, no, Vala Yavrik Siv, not the 16th and 17th. But don't come to Rem is, yeah, 16th and 17th now. But the 18th year, Plag Chai, Yud Ches Ir, is yeah, Meshach Shaychi with Purim. That's a remez. To Santa Maisa, it says in Shulchan Aruch that you don't say Tachnon on Lag Ba'omer. Marvin by Simon Tapsa the Gimel, the first Shulchan Aruch, Marvin by the Simcha, Vein Oimer by Tachnon. Ein Oimer by Tachnon. The Magen Avraham brings the Ketzorah, but I saw the, more Barichas the story. The Magen Avraham brings from the Kavanas Arizal. Magen Avraham and Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tov Tzadi Gimel. Ma'isa begodol echad that was rogel oimer nachem kol yoim va'omri belag va'omer v'nenash. And more Barichav of the story, which the Magen Avraham is bringing, is that there was once a certain tzaddik, his name was Avraham Alevi, that was made, that there was a certain tzaddik who was very misabel on the Churban, and he would say nachem every day. We say nachem on Tisha B'Av, he said nachem every day. And he even said it on Lag Ba'omer. It says the way in the story was he said it by Meron, by the Kever Rashbi David Minchere, and he said Nachim like he did every day. And it was Nesgalton that he's going to be Nenash. You're saying Nachim, and Yoim Simchas Rav Shimba Yechoy, and you're saying Nachim. Magen Avraham is bringing this. You're going to need a Nechama. And his son was Nifter. That's brought down the Magen Avraham. Amaisa, that why are you saying Nachem by the Kever of Shem Ben Yechoy? But the Shaila is, what's the Pshat? Lamaisa, we're in Golis, and this person said Nachem every single day. Behold this, what's the Taich? What's the Taich in Azamaisa? I heard over a whole Mahalach from the Savrain of Rav Shlita, Pshat and this Magen Avraham. Said Amaisa like this. He said there was in Tveria, this is 150 years ago. In Tveria, it's a Yesoid what he's bringing out, but he wanted to say this is the Taich in the Magen Avraham. The Yesoid is a Yesoid Farzach, it's a Choshev Yesoid. There was a Mice in Tveria 150 years ago when the Pri Ha'oritz, Rabbi Nachum Mendel Mivitebsk, one of the Groyser Gedoilim, Chassidish from the Dora Miyastim of the Chassidim, and there was a rumor spreading in Tveria, he lived in Tveria, the Pri Ha'oritz, his favorite was called Pri Ha'oritz. There was a rumor spreading that Mashiach came. So he heard the rumor, someone came to tell him Mashiach is coming. He opened up his window, he sniffed the ear, and he said, nay, nay, it's nishtazay. And he closed the window, he says, nishtemis. He knew it's nishtemis. So Rabbi Nachum Mendel Mirimnev, who's Yartzeit is tomorrow, had asked, Avada, we understand the goddess of the priority, he knew that Mashiach, what did he have to open up the window for? He opened up the window, geschmeckt, Mashiach, he says, Val by em arayin in shtub, by him, where it's tzaddik, on his madrega, where he was holding, er halzern by the darg of his galus haboyrei of the door is not holding. He had to check outside what's going on. By em alein the pnim ishan given. Ad kan the maisa. He wanted to say that's the taichin the Magen Avraham. On the yom simchas Rashbi dorten zogen nachem dorten pashter zogen nachem. It's a big chiddush, aber I don't know. Hoben a Magen Avraham on a maisa. It becholayf and avad devises on the godless of the yoim. Avad megeinisht azoyvait mitten des man mitten asugia megeinisht foreign bis weitens malernen in mir ist in miron. But if a person has still a few hours learning a memra from Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, a chazal, stelling tzu to the say one Dover Nechma that was neschadish to me bitzumi shel yoim 2 years ago, a mem pshatner. Learning a memra for Rav Shimon Avada, a person could be mischaber medaf nishforan. darf nicht fahren, man sagt, Rabbi Shimon ist da, das ist andere Schmuss, ich weiß nicht, wer muss das sagen. Aber Rabbi Shimon ist erwartet in der Gemara, man hat ein Member von Rabbi Shimon. Sagen, Adover Nechmod. Die Gemara says in Shabbos, darf ein, that there's a din of Chiluk Malachis, that a person doesn't have to do all 39 Malachis to be Chayiv Misa on Shabbos. And if he does more than one Malachis, he's Chayiv Shtayim. You don't have to do all 39. Each Malachis, Chiluk Malachis. Sagt die Gemara, what's the Makar? Rav Nosson Oymer, Havara Lelav Yotzes. Like, Savara Eish Pachomash Mizeichem, what does that have to say? That we know there's all 39 Malachis. Havara Lechalik Yotzes. Havara Lechalik Yotzes. That the Chiluk Malachis. Rav Yaisi Agri says, no, Havara Lelav Yotzes. That fakir, it says, like, Savara Eish, the teacher, they don't get Misa for Havara, only Lav. Frak, the Gemara, how does Rav Yaisi know Chiluk Malachis? Sagt the Gemara, Rav Yaisi holds a different Makar. Heino, Zereshava. Heino teaches him that Chiluk Malachis. So that's clear off in the Gemara, Shabbos Tafayin. What's the Makar of Chiluk Malachis? Other Havara Lechalik Yotzes, like Rav Nosson. Other Havara Lelav Yotzes, Havara Lelav Yotzes, Rav Yossi, he has Heina. In the Cheshman of the Sugi, the Toys Zazakasha Shmuel, according to the Shakta Vatari of the Gemara, Shmuel doesn't hold of either one of those Mandiyomrim. So for Toys, how does Shmuel, the Amoira, how does he know Chiluk Malachis? In the Cheshman of the Sugi, he doesn't hold like Rav Nosson, he holds Havara Lelav Yotzes, and he uses Heina for something else. How does Shmuel know? The din of Chiluk Malachis, less man the Pollux, the Gemara Toys, it's partial, like, he doesn't hold Chiluk Malachis. Where's the Makar? So Toys is, with the Shmuel, the Lesley, Heina, the Lesley, Yavar, the Chalak Yatzis, Shemami Kabbalah Islu. He has a Kabbalah. The Santa Maisa, they may sign it on the side of the Din of the Fine, or the Toys later on, of Kuvav and Shabbos, makes a Cheshman that the Tana, Rab Shimon, Bayichoi, also doesn't hold of Heina, and doesn't hold of the Havara Lechalik Yotzes. Ulai, Beremez, does it taste gesagt, Mikabola Isli. Rab Shimon. Mikabola Isli. That's the Gemeng, that's Takashitas Rab Shimon. Obviously, he has a Messiah for such a man. But when Taisa says Mikabola Isli, does his Nirmas Taka for Rab Shimon? Good.